West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Harrelson County Board of Education on Friday hosted a third and final public hearing regarding the district's intent to opt out of the statewide adjusted base year ad valorem homestead exemption for Harrelson County.
One of the questions that we're asking, well, it's not fair. The citizens voted that in, so it shouldn't be changed. Well, if you read what the law says, what you voted for was the board's opportunity to make that decision to opt in or opt out. Yes, you may have voted for it, but you also, in that legislation, it says a vote of yes allows them the opportunity to opt out. Mm-hmm. So we're following the law and following what the wishes of the voters, because they voted for it.
Harrelson County School Superintendent Jerry Bell, a recent guest on the WKNG King Country Morning Show with John Copeland.
We're providing really good information that supports the opting out simply because of what a bill like this could do financially to a school district or a municipality over time. We've done a lot of research, read a lot of articles, talked to a lot of folks, a lot of unknowns that still are taking place with 581, and that's the scary thing. Let's put in a law. If you do it, we can't tell you exactly what's going to happen because we don't know. We haven't got that figured out yet, but we're going to go ahead and implement it.
Meanwhile, the city of Carrollton has begun advertising its intent to opt out of the exemption. Concerned citizens have the opportunity to speak out on this matter Thursday, February the 6th at 1 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., as well as Thursday, February 13th at 5 o'clock p.m. Each hearing is held in the first floor courtroom of the Public Safety Annex on West Center Street. Opting into the exemption would cap how much homestead property assessments can increase each year at the prior year's inflation rate unless substantial property changes occurred. Carrollton police confirmed they are investigating the shooting death of an elderly male over the weekend. Officers are investigating an incident that appears to have involved both he and his wife at a residence in the Lamplighter Square, Stewart Street area. We should have additional information on this incident Tuesday. Temple City officials continue to discuss plans to reroute Highway 113 north of Highway 78 to turn east onto Highway 78 at the corner of 113-78, and then turn northwest onto State Route 274 and cross over the Flat Railroad crossing onto West Johnson Street. The move would essentially eliminate Carrollton Street to the north of Highway 78 as part of Highway 113. City of Villarica telling residents of several local neighborhoods that their water service may be interrupted for several hours on Tuesday as GDOT performs utility work on water mains stemming from the North Bypass Project. Interrupted service is possible from 9 a.m. until approximately 2 p.m. in the Reed Plantation subdivision, as well as Lake Paradise Road, Ridge Drive, Pine Lane, Jackie Lane, Evelyn Drive, Sybil Drive, and 1125 Rockmart Road. And 169 years ago this week, the Georgia General Assembly established Harrelson County, named after a congressman and major general in the Georgia militia, Hugh A. Harrelson. Harrelson was also a farmer and a lawyer based in LaGrange. He was originally a member of the Whig Party, but left when the party advocated for a restoration of the Bank of the United States, something that Harrelson was opposed to because of his Jeffersonian leanings. Harrelson subsequently joined the Democratic Party and stood for election to Congress under that banner. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.